From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey, 4 days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syria border. Putin signed a decree Saturday ordering the sanctions, restricting imports of some Turkish products, prohibiting extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacting Turkish company operations in Russia. The decree also calls for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying his country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. A prominent Kurdish lawyer and rights activist was shot and killed in a street shootout in Turkey's troubled southeast on Saturday. Much of the event captured on camera and broadcast around the world. The pro-Kurdish HDP party calling the killing of Tahir Elsi a planned assassination and urging protest. Within hours, hundreds of people marched in Istanbul protesting the killing. They chanted shoulder to shoulder against fascism and Tahir Elsi is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water cannon in an attempt to disperse the demonstrators. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said it's unclear whether Elsi was caught in crossfire or assassinated. Witnesses say Elsi was shot in the head by a single bullet after speaking to the media in Diyarbakir, the largest city in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast, where he was president of the local bar association. Militants attacked a United Nations base in Kidal, northern Mali, early this morning. Rocket fire killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured 20 others, four in serious condition. This is VOA News. Boko Haram extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing of a procession of hundreds of Shiite Muslims and are threatening more attacks on opponents of its radical form of Islam. Shiite leaders say at least 21 people died in Friday's attack near Nigeria's northern city of Kano. Posting on social media today as the West Africa province of the Islamic State, Boko Haram published a photograph identifying the bomber as Abu Suleiman al-Ansari. President Barack Obama spoke out today against the shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in the western state of Colorado, saying, "Enough is enough to this attack and similar gun violence. This is not normal. We can't let it become normal," said Mr. Obama in a statement released by the White House. Around noon Friday, a gunman burst into the Planned Parenthood Women's Health Clinic in Colorado Springs and opened fire, launching a gun battle and killing three, including one police officer, in the standoff, which lasted 5 hours. Egypt on Saturday said there's a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb based on the preliminary results for the exploration of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum. Researchers say the discovery of a new chamber could shine new light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times, and one prominent researcher has theorized that the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside. Egypt began the search for the hidden chamber last week, announcing the results of 3 days of testing in the southern city of Luxor. British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves theorizes that King Tutankhamun, better known as King Tut, who died at the age of 19, may have been rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally intended to be Nefertiti's tomb. Famed for her beauty, Nefertiti was the subject of a 3,300-year-old bust.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, labeled X in the cutaway bottom left here. And that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labeled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
This is the second find to be announced this week. On Tuesday, the Austrian Archaeological Institute discovered a giant fence dating back over 3,500 years at the site of another ancient capital city, Avaris. Meantime, Spanish police say they've arrested two men and a woman in northeastern Catalonia on suspicion of being involved in a network that recruited militants for the Islamic State group. The men, aged 32 and 42, are both from Tangiers in Morocco and shared the same Barcelona address. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.